This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, from the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, this past Tuesday, he said this: to defend this nation, we need a healthy and ready force. After careful consultation with medical experts and military leadership, and with the support of the President, I have determined that mandatory vaccination against coronavirus disease 2019 is necessary to protect the force and defend the American people. His bottom line: I therefore direct the secretaries of the military departments to immediately begin full vaccination of all members of the armed forces under DOD authority on active duty or in the ready reserve, including the National Guard, who are not fully vaccinated against COVID-19. We've all read the accounts, some credible, some more like clickbait, of reasons to doubt the safety of getting the shot. I've had the shot. I'll have the booster. This is my decision. Mine and mine alone. This doesn't mean anything. And it doesn't. It certainly doesn't mean that anybody should have to be coerced to take it. We've seen the government's position change. We've seen demands for mandates, travel passes, and even among those less inclined to mask their true natures, internment camps, among other concerns. We also know that as much as some special interests try to portray those who doubt government assurances as deniers and worse, objections are hardly limited to those they smear as right-wing extremists. The Chicago Police Union has announced its unequivocal opposition to mandated injections. And I'm not here to argue the merit or the danger of the treatment. I decided to take the shot. Beyond that, I have not seen enough credible evidence of serious risk to make me realize I am not qualified to give my informed consent to receive the shots, however many of those turn out to be. But that's not who I want to talk about. We're here to look at the threats to our right to keep and bear arms. And Austin's mandate creates a huge one. By now, if you've looked around at Ammoland, Evan Knappen has an analysis, and we're going to talk about this later, of how not being vaccinated could lead to someone on the no-fly list, and how Democrats and some idiot Republicans have been pushing for the no-fly, no-buy for guns for years. So leave it to the gun grabbers to figure out a way to exploit the health hysteria to advance citizen disarmament. And that, along with Secretary Austin's total order, raises a serious question. Per the Associated Press, more than 800,000 service members have yet to get their shots, according to Pentagon data. What happens if any of them say no? Politico answers this question for us. If they're tried and convicted in the appeals court, the case reaches the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Armed Forces. If a service member is convicted in this court, they would likely receive a dishonorable discharge, a bad conduct discharge, or in the case of an officer, a dismissal. Now, that's one way to continue with the purge of the military, and will continue to punish naysayers throughout their civilian careers that follow, but it will also raise another issue that is more fundamental to freedom, per the ATF. Identify prohibited persons, the Gun Control Act, codified. It makes it unlawful for certain categories of persons to ship, transport, receive, or possess firearms or ammunition, to include any person who's been discharged from the armed forces under dishonorable conditions. As a side note, Hunter Biden only received an administrative discharge. So he still gets to have his gun, whereas a veteran who served well but doesn't want his body used as in a potentially lethal political experiment would be ordered to be disarmed for life. And I wouldn't recommend lying on the 4473 because we don't all have Hunter's connections. As of yet, a date for Austin's mandate to be completed has not yet been announced, nor has any lawsuit on behalf of objecting service personnel. There's some legal doubts about the merits of such a case if the vaccine is FDA approved, but the best case scenario I can envision it, could envision at this time, would be for a judge to issue an injunction against implementation and then run the clock out until a fed up American people can throw the current wretched cacistocracy out on its ear. Provided that there's enough citizens who are raised believing in the Founders Republic left. It's getting increasingly pointless to argue against the Tinvuut settlement sentiment, seeing CNN headlines like, "You do not have the constitutional right to refuse the COVID-19 vaccine," and knowing how many Democrat voters nod their heads in unthinking agreement. I could see this leading to violence. I can. The fact that it hasn't yet belies the fact that they haven't tried to mandate it, but I could see it going that way. But here's this cat. This is hilarious. Because he said this Tuesday of this week. Now, in the same, he's also done other news conferences where he says, "We can't do operations in Kabul to go get our people. We cannot project beyond the gates of the airport." But in order to have a healthy military, we have to mandate the vaccination. Yeah. And here's the thing. What if they had enough people say no? What if they have enough people say no to this? Are they going to put them all out? You know, that there used to be a phrase, I don't remember what it was, but I mean, if you served in a MOS, a military occupational specialty, that was vital to the Army, they made it a priority to keep you. And I can see a lot of the military intel types and the medical types and all these other ones, these skilled combat support personnel, getting out there and saying, "Well, no, we're not going to do it." And are they going to do this to all of these people? They're going to put them out. Are they going to gut the military? It's going to be interesting to watch. But at the same time, it is an aberration against good military. This is not good for military morale. They already have been. I mean, there's enough guys in the military that have served overseas that are still active duty. A lot of veterans. Their morale is gutted right now. Gutted. And now they're going to get out there. Not only are we going to do this, now we're going to do this too because we own you. Okay. So we'll see. We'll see how this guy goes. Lloyd Austin is a disgrace. Mark Milley, he is a disgrace. The entirety of the Pentagon should quit today. All military personnel, resign. You are a disgrace. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Now, Second Amendment supporters oppose gun control for a number of reasons, but one of them is the fact that we believe that without our gun rights preserved, horrible things can happen. The best case scenario is being subjected to horrible crimes because we don't have the means to resist. Now, we're told this is silly. Of course, that's not going to happen. Of course, that's all gone away. That mask is off. But it's not really an issue, we're told. That concern about that is ridiculous. Then again, we can tell that to the Afghani people and see what they think. Because right now, today, in an effort to consolidate power, the Taliban are confiscating all weapons and ammunition from civilian Afghans. A Taliban official told Reuters, "We understand people kept weapons for personal safety. They can now feel safe. We are not here to harm innocent civilians." Now, wait a minute. Doesn't that sound just like something an anti-Second Amendment advocate would say? In fact, they've already said as much, telling us that we have the police, so we don't need guns. Oddly, most of those who support defunding the police without recognizing the inconsistency there, but whatever. Now, I'm not saying that gun control advocates are the Taliban. While they may refer to us as the Taliban, I'll tell you right now, they're not the Taliban. Most are just people who are wrong about guns and gun rights. But it's amusing that the two almost espouse almost identical thoughts on why we should give up our guns. Now, the confiscation of weapons is a part of a string of authoritarian tactics deployed by the militant group since coming to power. Residents of Kabul have reported that the Islamists are going door-to-door searching for Afghans who collaborated with the U.S. military during America's two-decade-long presence in the country. They've tried to present a more moderate face in their second turn at the helm of Afghanistan. They promised amnesty to those who worked against them and offered to welcome women into seats of government power. That's what they're saying. Now, the reality of their rule has been quite different. Within a matter of days, there have been reports of violence, including a woman being shot to death for not wearing a burqa, the execution of family members of American allies, and beating and harassment of evacuees. Afghan Christians are trying to flee persecution and murder, and the Taliban has told women to stay home because its soldiers haven't been trained to treat them like human beings. Makes you wonder how much has to go into that. And yet, let's remember that the bit above about people no longer needing guns. I can't help but feel as if capitulation with that has at least helped fuel some of this. After all, the Taliban has zero reasons to be concerned if people don't want any of this or not. What are they going to do? Nothing. And yet, if they were armed, they'd at least have options. They would have to have the means to resist the tyrannical rule returning to the nation. And that's something they don't have if the Taliban has taken their weapons. And meanwhile, of course, this is the same Taliban that has U.S. purchased weapons that are illegal for you or me to buy, which is absolutely brilliant. Anyway, at least we can see the outcome of gun control. While some might argue there's plenty of Western countries with strong gun control laws that aren't tyrannical, I'd point to their history over things like free speech and ask how you can honestly not see. They're just slowly moving down that same path. And for those that are thinking that, look at Australia, look at New Zealand. Until recently, Australia, I mean, they were moving sort of slow as they were implementing all of this nonsense. And now they've implemented all of the nonsense. And, I mean, if you listen to me over the last 2 or 3 days, you've heard me say that they're out there saying, well, now you can have a whole hour outside. In addition to the other hour. If you've been vaccinated, you can have an hour plus the hour we've promised everybody else. So if you've been vaccinated, You can have 2 hours outside as long as you don't go any further than 5 kilometers away from your home. Are they supposed to wear like a collar with an electric fence that measures their distance? I'm just asking for a friend. We are fast approaching a point as we're watching all these things happen around us. You should very much be aware of the fact that if they could do that here, they would. They would do it in a minute. We've seen it on a lesser level here. We've seen people being arrested for showing up to go to church. We've seen people arrested for not wearing a mask. They're not being tased and shot with rubber bullets. But, we'll see how this plays out. But if you want to look at the way gun control people... See, Australia has always had a very strong gun control regime. This is nothing new. What's happening in Afghanistan now, it was that way 20 years ago, and it's that way again. But in between time, Afghanistan was the home of some of the most genius gunsmiths ever. I mean, they could look at a garbage can and take pieces off of a garbage can and make a gun work. These guys knew how to cannibalize and make something work. So we're going to get to see the new imposed gun control, and we get to watch Australia. And in the meantime, we need to continue to resist at all costs, with all means. There is no middle ground. There is no path to appeasement. There is no way to make nice. The chasm is too big. The reasons they don't want us to have guns, you can watch and see now. Because there's a reason I say it's not about control. It's not about gun control. It's about total control. That's what it's about. That's all it's about. So, pay attention, America, as this continues to unfold. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says President Biden made it clear the United States intends to hunt down those responsible for yesterday's deadly attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. This comes after 13 U.S. service members were killed after a terrorist linked with ISIS-K attacked the Abbey Gate of the airport. Louisiana's St. Bernard Parish President Mike McGinnis says although Ida may be a Category 3 hurricane, people should prepare like it's a Category 4.
We have little time to prepare. We need to make sure that our citizens have all the information they need to make proper decisions for themselves and their families.
The National Weather Service reporting that Ida is now a Category 1 hurricane in the Caribbean and is expected to hit the Gulf Coast this weekend. This is USA Radio News. Vaccinated or not, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is making announcements regarding new mask mandates. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King has the details.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is requiring all educators from kindergarten through college to get a COVID-19 vaccine, along with higher education students and all healthcare workers in the state.
Unfortunately, our current vaccination levels are not enough to blunt the ferocity of the Delta variant hospitalization surges in some regions.
He also imposed a statewide indoor mask mandate for anyone over the age of 2.
Governor Pritzker raising a lot of eyebrows last year during the pandemic when, over the Thanksgiving holiday, his family traveled to their Florida home when there was a stay-at-home order in effect in Illinois. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now, when you look at Seattle and Portland, one of the things that I have I've been waiting to see happen, I've been waiting to see the escalation. Which heretofore, we have not seen an escalation of violence. So when I see an escalation, I mean going from the clubs and the bricks and all of the melee stuff to going to guns. That hasn't happened as of yet, but it is beginning. It is starting to occur. This will be problematic as things go forward. And we need to be watching this. A gunfight in Portland, Oregon, last week is intensifying concerns about escalating violence. During contentious rallies in the city, as far right demonstrators and anti-fascist counter-protesters have repeatedly faced off. Notice what they did there in the press. Far right demonstrators and anti-fascists. So I guess the people on the far right are the fascists. Now, the Portland Police Bureau charged a 65-year-old man from Gresham, Oregon, over a gunfight in the city's downtown during violent clashes on Sunday. They say Dennis Anderson drew a concealed handgun and shot at a group of anti-fascists who were trying to expel him from the area. At least one of the anti-fascists shot back, according to authorities, with 7 shots exchanged between the two sides. Proud Boys and members of other far-right groups regularly open carry handguns during protests, and the shootout fueled the growing concern about the presence of firearms at rallies taking place across the U.S. But there's been other violent incidents in Portland, and one happened on Sunday that showed how participants have increasingly adopted less lethal but still dangerous technologies as weapons for political street fighting. Less lethal doesn't mean not lethal, by the way. And we get this. On Sunday afternoon, about 200 Proud Boys and members of other far-right groups clashed with a smaller group of anti-fascists near an abandoned Kmart in the city's outer northeast. And the confrontation began became a running street battle with participants fist-fighting and attacking each other with pepper spray. They also resorted to other tactics they had deployed during previous demonstrations. Anti-fascists threw fireworks, repeating a tactic that some left-wing protesters have long used in contentious events in Portland and beyond. Similar munitions were used in several confrontations with police during Portland's long string of protests last summer in the wake of the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. At one point on Sunday, a firework thrown by an anti-fascist exploded in the forecourt of a gas station, raising alarm on all sides of the confrontation. Some Proud Boys, on the other hand, were carrying airsoft guns, replica firearms, or fire pellets with compressed air, and are usually used in recreational combat games or combat training. Those weapons, along with paintball guns, first made an appearance during clashes in August 2020, when a group of far-right brawlers used them to shoot gas-propelled pellets at a far larger group of left-wing protesters. A Guardian investigation at the time showed that participants had planned for weeks to employ the devices in a way that maximized their destructive impact. By the way, all of this is coming from the Guardian. So since then, the weapons have been used at every Portland protest where far-right groups have showed up, including on 29 August 2020, when passengers in vehicles participating in a pro-Donald Trump truck convoy shot pedestrians with the devices. Now, they're making that sound like they were just driving by, and the Antifa who were just sitting there, you know, having tea and saying, they're singing, "We Shall Overcome," and, you know, just in a silent prayer meeting, as the guys in the trucks go by, they're being shot at with paintball guns. That's the way they're trying to make it out. Hours after the vehicle attacks, Jay Danielson, a supporter of Patriot Prayer, a far-right street protest group that made high-profile incursions into Portland throughout the Trump era, was shot dead by a self-identified anti-fascist, Michael Reinhold. Reinhold was himself later shot dead by police in Lacey, Washington. Now, they made that cat out to be a hero. He was a hero of the revolution. Now, a paintball gun is shooting something at you that is going to come apart, and it's somewhat pliable, right? An airsoft gun, the airsoft players that I've ever dealt with, a lot of them wear face shields because the airsoft pellet can knock your teeth out. Some of these guns have impressive air pressure. Medical researchers say they pose a significant risk of injury to eyes, heads, and other extremities. Last year, there were 10,080 emergency room visits attributable to non-powder guns, including airsoft and paintball guns, across the U.S. last year. So, the use of airsoft and paintball guns, just like any weapon, can be prosecuted when they're used to threaten others. So, earlier this month, a Portland resident was arrested for pointing an airsoft weapon at a journalist under a statute that penalizes the misuse of dangerous or deadly weapons. But they're not subject to any specific federal or state laws, and nor are they covered by firearm laws. Oh, my goodness. The weapon's legal status, as well as their non-lethality, have made them an attractive option for extremist groups in and outside the U.S., said John Lewis, a research fellow at George Washington University's program on extremism. Lewis argued that the Proud Boys were likely to continue to use the weapons in Portland and anywhere where there was a lax local response to the group's activities from law enforcement. This past Sunday, the police were standing back, They were standing back. The absence of police during the confrontations raised questions about whether authorities in the city were willing or able to stop the violence. The Portland Police Bureau Chief, Chuck Lovell, announced in repeated statements in advance of the unpermitted rally that protesters should not expect to see police officers standing by in the middle of the crowd trying to keep people apart. Which is the same thing as saying, we're not coming. And this gave the rallygoers and the counter-protesters free rein. While employees of businesses located near the fracas told local media that they felt abandoned by law enforcement. These are the people that should have the guns. Two nonprofits, the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project, and Every Town for Gun Safety showed up over the last year and a half armed demonstrations at which individuals other than law enforcement officers were carrying guns, but nearly six times as likely to turn violent or destructive compared with unarmed demonstrations. Well, that's what they say. We have not had any bloodbaths in Portland. I mean, where are you conflating airsoft guns and paintball guns with guns? Because I guarantee you, Antifa has not run across any pipe hitters yet. So, could get worse before it gets better. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Since the Biden administration has come in, smuggling has been a wide open thing. And it was always a wide open thing. It's very, if they can smuggle people and drugs, they can smuggle guns. Now, they're not smuggling guns in, for the most part. The Mexican cartels, some of the bosses, they have a taste for very nice handguns. But they'll take things like shotguns and rifles and pistols anytime. So, a lot of people are trying to smuggle guns out of the United States into Mexico. And there's an operation right now called Without a Trace that's run by Homeland Security. They're catching these people left and right. One guy, U.S. Customs agent searched his vehicle at the Eagle Pass crossing and found 43 shotguns, rifles, and pistols. They discovered 10,000 rounds of ammunition hidden in an ice chest, in the gas tank, and inside the spare tire. The people that are smuggling the guns are referred to as hormiga, which is Spanish for ant, referring to an ant trail of reliably flowing weapons transported from the southern U.S. to Mexico, according to Jason Jones, who tracks cartel trends and previously managed the daily operations of the Texas Rangers Border Security Operations Center. Mexican government estimates that more than 500,000 guns are smuggled from the U.S. each year, arming Mexico's deadly cartel wars. Although it doesn't actually, that's not completely true. They have plenty. Most of the time when they catch the cartels with weapons, they have military weapons, real military weapons, which they can't buy at gun stores here in the United States. Earlier this month, the Mexican government has sued the U.S. gun manufacturers in federal court, accusing them of fueling the violence. But even though, the gun manufacturers have nothing to do with the border at all. So, officials in Mexico, for example, they have just one gun store, and they issue fewer than 50 gun permits a year, are blaming U.S. gun laws and the prevalence of gun shops in America for the bulk of weapons that allow cartels to flourish. So, young Mr. Diaz, who we talked about, the guy with the 43 shotguns, he's one of 360 suspects arrested so far during Operation Without a Trace, which is an ongoing crackdown launched nearly 2 years ago by Homeland Security. A lot of agencies are teaming up with the ATF, for some reason, to investigate the financing, transportation, and communications methods of smuggling networks. They've launched 534 investigations. They seized $29 million and intercepted more than 1,200 guns, 4,700 magazines, and 700,000 rounds of ammunition headed to Mexico. According to sources, the majority of the weapons they've seized so far have been in the corridor by Laredo, Texas, from Laredo to El Paso. Mr. Diaz, who lived in Union Gap, a three-hour drive from Seattle, tried to cross the border northwest of Laredo on International Bridge 2 on May 5, 2020. The bridge connects Eagle Pass, Texas, to the northern Mexico city of Piedras Negras and the state of Coahuila. Coahuila, yeah. After his arrest, he told agents with Homeland Security Investigations he was paid $5,000 up front to smuggle fierros, Spanish for iron, which he understood to be guns across the border. He expected to be paid an additional $5,000 once the guns were delivered to Michoacan, Mexico, according to court records. He claimed he didn't know the names of the gun buyers or their cartel affiliations. In Michoacan, the global powerhouse cartel Jalisco Nueva Generacion, or CJNG, has been engaged in a long and deadly battle with the Sinaloas and other rival cartels. Sources said it's hard to pinpoint exactly where we think a particular load of guns we seized was going. Some suspects won't talk after their arrest, and others admit smuggling guns, but claim they don't know the names of the buyers. But we also know, same source, we also know most of the violence that the Mexican government is concerned about against police and against institutions is coming from CJNG and the Sinaloa cartel, which is was run by the notorious kingpin El Chapo. If Diaz had sneaked his arsenal past the U.S. customs officials, he would have had to have paid a piso, which is a fee, to members of the Cartel de Noreste, or CDN, which dominates the area of northern Mexico. And even though CDN is a rival of CJNG, its members accept payments to allow drugs or guns to pass through their territory. After paying the piso and traveling from Coahuila, he would still have faced a 14-hour drive south to Michoacan, state of, which is about a 5-hour drive west of Mexico City, is known for its production of avocados. It is also the native land of ruthless Mexican cartel boss Ruben Azeguera Cervantes, a top U.S. target with a $10 million price on his head. He's known as El Mancho. He commands the 5,000-member CJNG, which is now as powerful as the Sinaloa cartel, but just less known, I guess. Meanwhile, while all this is going on, the Mexican government continues to blame gun manufacturers. And they're saying almost all the guns recovered at crime scenes in Mexico, 70 to 90% of them were trafficked from the U.S. An estimated 20 attorneys, many based in Texas, are expected to unite to represent Mexico, including six companies they blame for the bulk of the recovered crime guns: Smith & Wesson, Beretta, Century Arms, Colt, Glock, and Ruger. Officers found that all these brands except Century Arms in the shipments smuggled by Diaz. They claim that more than 68% of illegal guns smuggled across the border are made by those companies, along with Barrett and Whitmer Public Safety Group, which acquired Interstate Arms. When you look at where they think the guns came from, they think 41% came from Texas, 19% from California, 15% from Arizona, and 25% from other states. But they are looking for military-grade weapons. They recently confiscated 71 armor-piercing 50-caliber guns in the year ending January 2020. And, here they characterize these as weapons that are capable of downing aircraft or ripping through armored police cars and tanks. And they often use the drug profits to pay Americans to buy weapons for them at retail stores and gun stores called straw purchases. But, I mean, this is, you know, the big thing right now is the porous border. That is the big problem. It's always been porous. I mean, these guys have got submarines. They've got homemade submarines that they build to, skirt certain things. They've got a tunnel network. I mean, they got all kinds of stuff. It's indeed crazy. So, we'll see where this goes. They should not be... They should be shut down in court as soon as they get to court, because the PLCAA is in place. And somebody needs to stand up for that and actually put that in play and make that a happening thing instead of the nonsense that we have going on right now. Next hour, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. He writes for Ammoland. Ammoland is the biggest site of its type in the world, which makes Dean the biggest writer of his type in the world. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.